Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to another episode of Coco Caliente, a mother and daughter production where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Jenny.
I wanted to just say that last week and the week before's episode, they had some issues with the output if you're wearing headphones and all that. So I did get in contact with our editor and she said that she's super sorry. Something on her computer settings just got changed and now it's fixed moving forward. I don't think she was able to fix it on the last couple episodes because of like the ad stuff. So I do apologize for that. And last week was a pretty good episode. I felt like for Big Brother information, I just now feel, I actually didn't even share it on my Instagram because I feel bad because the audio isn't working correctly.
And thank you so much, though, for letting us know. Because without you guys, we would not know that. Because it was good on our end.
Yeah. But mistakes happen. And just wanted to let you guys know that it is taken care of now.
And if they listened without headphones, it would have been normal, right?
I think so.
That's what. That's why I think a lot of people don't notice it is if they don't listen with headphones.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So it's been a couple weeks since we've talked to you guys just about like our normal life. So I think we're going to get into that today. What's the first topic you'd like to talk about, Mom?
Do you want to talk about the fair?
Okay, sure. So we did go to the fair. We went to the Sandusky Fair. My mom, me, my dad, Victor, Arrow, Jesse and Ashley, my Aunt Tiff. My cousin, well, I guess she's my cousin because she married my cousin. And then her two kids. Did anyone else come? It was a big group.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fun.
Tiffany's family, yeah.
Yeah, so it was really fun. You can go ahead and talk about, you don't know what to say.
Fair, the price of games, like that is like ridiculous. I thought it was expensive. Like, do you miss the fair games? I was thinking about as a kid in the fair games and that you could play some games for like $1 or $2. Like my favorite games were always, I don't know how many fairs have these, but you picked a color, like you stood at it was a square unit. You stood on four sides and you picked a color and you put your like quarter on there. And I think this game was literally a quarter. And you put your quarter on there and then everybody picked their colors. You threw the ball in the middle and whatever color it landed on won. And what they won was a thing of candy. So it was like those square boxes of candies, which now you pay $1 or $25 for, but, and that would be the prize. And like you could still do
that with $1 these days.
Yeah, but you could stand there all day for like, or not all day, for an hour and play and probably only win some candy or spend $5 at the most. So that I don't even see that game anymore. And then my other favorite one was always where you could either throw the balls up to make the horse go across or you squirt the water in your race. But how much was that a person this year?
$10
for one person and you win these stuffed animals that
are 50 cents.
Yeah, like literally. So we did not play that, but we let Arrow play a few games and my cousin's little girl, she's my niece, I guess. My niece's little girl played with Arrow and it was $10 a pop
every time. So like $20
to pick up a duck. $10 $10 to pick up
and
a duck.
And these ducks were like not even upright. That's what's so frustrating. Like
And the prizes were like those things that you can buy in bulk where you blow them up. That was one of the prizes, right?
That was the best
Yeah, that was the best prize. Like them blow up guitars or blow up bats. And I think you can get them on Oriental Trading for like 25 cents a piece. Like it was really, really, really frustrating.
Yeah, they make a ton of money on games. It is really frustrating.
And like at the adults, did I play any games? I think I threw a couple balls and hooks into something like when they bought the buckets. But as far as just playing one by myself,
I didn't see like anyone playing games though.
And just us, I swear.
Yeah. So obviously they need to switch it if they're not like they could be making a lot more money than they're making, because I think that if they lowered it to $5, a lot of it, they'd make more money because they'd get a lot more people interested. What kid is going to want to pick up a duck for $10? Or what mom is going to be like, okay, yeah, go pick up that sideways duck for $10, and then you're only going to get this tiny... it's just this tiny little frog that fits in, like, is the size of, like, a McDonald's toy.
It looked like a McDonald's toy, too. Yeah, And that was for $10. That was just crazy.
Yeah, because say you have four kids, you're going to pay $40 to play one game. That's ridiculous.
How much did you pay for them bucket of rings? Did you guys buy the $10 bucket or the $20? Okay, so they bought this $20 bucket of rings where you have to throw them over these glass bottles. So, and they're like, you guys can all come throw a couple if you want. I think I threw a couple. There was quite a few rings in there, but they got nothing. And we were going to walk away. And me and Jesse were standing there on the other side. And the man said, okay, if you buy one $20 bucket, I'll give you a second $20 bucket. So Jesse just said, okay, and we bought two more buckets. So actually, we spent $60 on that game. So anyways,
You spent $40.
Okay, $40 on that game. And so anyways, we're doing it, and the guy's just cleaning up. He's not even watching because it's hard to win it. So anyways, Dave came over and threw a couple, and Dave actually got one on. Guy wasn't even watching and looks over and says, no leaning. And like, just assuming that the only way you can get one on is if you're leaning, and Dave wasn't even leaning. And Dave, we're just like, okay, or whatever, and just kept playing or whatever. And so that was the only one on. There's all these huge stuffed animals, which I definitely didn't want. And then this one, like four little small stuffed animals, and he hands Dave one of the small ones. So we still haven't figured that out. I'm like, So what do you have to do to get a big one?
What I'm trying to figure out is why these people that are working them are so... They act like... So what I'm thinking is that they must have to buy these prizes, or it comes out of their check, because they act like these prizes are like gold. Because if you think about it, me and Vic played the basketball game a lot. And we spent like $30, $40 at it. We didn't win. But the fact that he made $40 on us and didn't give us a prize, like that technically could have been eight, because they were $5 a session. That would have been eight sessions and saying no one won. But he could have been like, hey, okay, why don't you guys pick out, like, why doesn't your little boy pick out something from here? So it's weird to me how they guard these 50-cent stuffed animals, you know? It's really strange. I don't know. I feel like they're not... Like, even how he just did that with Dad's prize. Like, why would it hurt him to give him, like, a bigger prize? He got it on... We threw how many rings? Dad made one, and he gave him the smallest prize.
Right. And the thing is like, there literally was... I didn't watch one person. Because I like to stand back and watch other people, like, play the games. Like, say if it's a basketball or if it's shooting out the star or anything. Like, to just kind of watch. Because then, you know, and then we would watch and then maybe decide to play, like, if they were close or if we saw that there's no chance of winning, you didn't even try or whatever. I did not see... We were there like probably 5 hours, and I saw nobody pick up. I saw nobody play any games. And so if they were $2 and $5, they probably would make a lot more money, because a lot more people would play, and you'd play multiple times, and, you know, they'd still get their $10 because, and probably give away no prize, you know, but at least they,
Yeah, that's what
at least it like was fun and like let you play, not just it was a 1 second and it's done and then you just walk away and you're like, oh, why did I just waste my money on that? You know,
so silly. Yeah, I'm mad that we even did that.
So like, are your local fairs like, you know, the games, are they like that? And I don't know. I think I feel like even
I wonder
like
if I could open a booth at a fair and I'd have a really kick butt game, you know.
I think at carnival things that you don't get a chance to do.
Hey, there was vendors at this one.
But not in the game, not in the midway. That's what it's called, the midway. That's the rides. Okay, then I want to talk about the rides next too.
I want to get a booth though where there was all these vendors and I'm going to set up a cool game.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like there you literally could not. It's just very, very, very expensive. It was $15. To get in, which was fine because that included all the rides and walking around mm-hmm. and the grandstand if you went to it. We did not go to the grandstand. I only went on the Ferris wheel. I didn't go on anything else. I only went on the Ferris wheel and then I walked around and I had
said that you were so stressed on the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, I had a great, I like that kind of Ferris wheel the best though out of them all.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I had a great time though watching Arrow play and it was fun. You know, it was, I had fun like watching him.
We definitely made the most out of it 100%. Like it was a great, great day. The price on the games, I'd say, was the silliest thing, right? Like the only thing I'd like legitimately complain about.
Oh, and the rides. The fact that they had a Arrow, you had to be so tall to go on the rides, but he was just like 2 inches too short. But the funny thing is they wouldn't let him go on a baby ride that just barely moves in a circle with his cousin, but then they let him go on the roller coaster ride with an adult and he was scared the whole time. So it was like it kind of sucked for him because mm-hmm. in order for him to go on a ride he had to go on the scary ones with Nicole and Victor and like his poor little Arrow's face, but yeah, he couldn't go. He had to watch his cousin go on all the ones that just like moved like at a turtle pace in a circle. We were a little bit confused about
that.
They
changed it. So I was able, because even like the kiddie ones, they wouldn't let me go on with him. Like ones that I went on last year with him when he was a baby. I was like, look, a year ago, he went on this. He was only one and now he's two. And I rode with him. Like, can I ride with him again?
And I don't think the guy believed him. So Nicole got her pictures out from last year.
And he's like, oh, he's like, yeah, it changed. So I'm like, okay. Like, it was a bummer for sure for Arrow because he could not ride the kid rides.
And once he went on each one of them ones, like the roller coaster thing one, and it was just a caterpillar roller coaster.
Yeah, you're acting like it was.
But it was a kid roller coaster, but it scared him. So he didn't want to go on that one again. Then, you know, the little slides you can go down on the bags. That must have tickled his tummy because he only wanted, that was a one and done.
Yeah, that's way scarier than the other rides.
That's what I'm saying. He could go on the scary
stuff. Like, you
know
the little rides where you just, like, sit in a car and it just goes in a circle and doesn't, like, even go up and down? Like, they wouldn't even let him on that. It's, like, basically a merry-go-round with seatbelt in a car.
Yeah, and, that was funny. And he did, like, the carousel, right? He went on that twice.
Yeah, he did.
The carousel was fine. I'm trying to think of what else he even went on besides that. Oh, you guys went in that one thing. Oh, what was it? Like a strawberry or what do you sit in?
Oh my gosh, it was a sauna. It was an elephant, but I took just me and the two kids. She's three, right?
Yeah.
And he's two. And oh my gosh, I was like, it was so hot in there. And we didn't spin it or anything, but none of us wanted to go back on that one. That one was strange. They did not know what was going on. You know, just little kids are in this like dark. She's like, I want the pink elephant, his cousin. And I'm like, yeah, let's get in. And then inside, it's just like black and dreary and hot. And she's thinking, like, where are we? I thought we got into something pretty.
So she didn't. No. So she didn't like it either.
No, and I had to keep saying, don't worry, it's going to start soon. It's going to start soon because they're just like cooking in there. And then I was like, look, this turns. And neither, I mean, this thing was so hard to turn. If I even used all my might, I could barely turn it. And yeah, it was a disaster. That was the first ride that they went on together. But if Arrow would have wore cowboy boots, I think he would have been tall enough.
But the thing is, there were some kids that were younger than him and they were mm-hmm. just taller because, mm-hmm. and so they could go on it. So it wasn't even by age. So you could have a really tall 2-year-old go on and then a 4-year-old that's short and they will not let him go on. So it's just kind of seemed a little bit, some of the other kids that were older than him that I could tell were like quite a bit even older than him and just really tiny that were close to 4 could not go on rides either. But then there's one that's just barely 2 and could go on all the rides.
I'm thinking though something may have happened that they changed their rules. I don't know, you know, like hopefully everyone's fine and okay, but there's, I don't think they changed this out of the blue, something.
And then the good thing about that fair is they have like 2 different buildings. One's like a 4-H rate building. The food. I'm talking about like how you can. So the food isn't super expensive at that fair. You can get, and they have quite a lot of choices, right?
Yeah, no, they do. They have like the local, is it the local Lions Club or something?
I think they have 2 of them, 2 different ones.
Yeah, so the food is just totally like small town normal price. Like,
and you get a lot of food for your money. Like,
something. Like a big sloppy Joe or something, you know?
Well, yeah, because Nicole got a pink lemonade in that building for $2. And I went to the lemonade stand and it tasted about the same. And I got a lemonade for $9.
I think mine was better.
Or was mine 7 or 9?
Yours was 9.
$9.
And it was crystal clear. There was no yellow tint to it.
It was no
whatsoever.
Like fresh squeeze.
There was no lemon in it. It was just sugar water 100% with some
It was just like Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
So I was laughing because
I know
like,
what they're doing because you bought one. Did Jesse buy one? I think. And then Chelsea bought
one. So 3 of us.
So
did.
I was like, dang, right there.
But all 3 of us said they didn't taste good. And none of us asked each other before we bought because we all went like kind of at the same within the same 5 minutes because we were eating and grabbed them.
I will say the funnel cake never
fails. I was just going to say that. That was really good.
Yeah. So there is a difference between an elephant ear and a funnel cake. And we're just now realizing this. We always called it like elephant ears, which we used to eat elephant ears. We used to like those, but now we are on to funnel
cakes. I think
there
only used to be one thing. I think
they
switched
I think you're right.
it. Like,
and so
more.
The funnel cakes are newer and so good.
And the funnel cakes are really thick and more like a cake, where the elephant ears are, were thin and really, really thin and really crispy, almost like bubbles that you could just put hollow, like harder. Mm-hmm. So we got that. And actually, we talked that home with us because we had already eaten.
And then I got a caramel apple with nuts and took that home and ate that over the next day or two. So it was good. Like, what I love about this fair, though, is that Arrow can go into, like, animal pens. And they have, like, a 2-hour shifts for these bunnies. And you can come play with them. They're really nice. And it's a big pen. And then you can do that with the goats. They have baby piglets that are always just born, a baby calf that's just born.
They like have corn, like you can
instead
play with
a sandbox.
Yeah,
a
you can
box.
Play with the corn and all that stuff. And the kids always like that. The little
no,
kids.
I do. I think they do a really good job with that. The 4-H stuff and the animals always look like very well taken care of, you know, and it has a nice breeze, nice temperature in there. It's nice.
And Arrow and Cora both got their first airbrushed tattoo on their arms.
Yep. And Arrow said, Mom, it was cute.
But it was funny because they put it on backwards. And so good thing Mom is spelled Mom both ways. So but the cursive part was written backwards. Yes. But you could kind of tell.
I could tell. But Vic's like, it's fine. I'm like, yeah, it is fine. Because what are we going to do about it? But it was like maybe like a 6-year-old that did it on him. So
oh, was it? Yeah. I didn't watch when you got it done.
Yeah.
All in all, it was a really good. I mean, I think we spent tops. What did I say? 4 to 5 hours.
Yeah.
There.
That's the longest I've ever spent at a fair.
And
well, since
I don't even know. I'm trying to remember.
Not since I was in high school, but since high school, I'd say.
Got there at 3:30. Yeah, I'm thinking that was about 4-ish round hours there. And that was plenty. I thought, you know, I was ready to go.
Done for a year. Easily.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was ready to go for that.
So, okay, so this is a random topic. I was listening to Arrow, and I have been going for 3 mile walks in the morning. And let me just say, though, it really poops me out. I took like a 2.5 hour nap today, and I'm so ready for bed because it's been consecutive now. And so for me, I just think the extra steps and energy that I'm putting out there is really getting to me. But it's good because I love like being able to sleep hard. Anyway, so I was just like thinking that it's really hard for, I think, moms, specifically me, because I watched my mom my whole life. She never put herself like first before us ever, like whether that's like what she needs or wants. And so I'm really trying to work on, you know, taking care of my health because I really want to be here for as long as possible, you know? And I was just thinking, mom, like it was weird. Cause when I was growing up, I would go to my friend's house and I would just like come home and I'd be so like, oh my gosh, like I'm so happy they're not my mom. I would be thinking this in my head. And now that I'm 31 years old, I'm realizing I watched a lot of my friends' moms like kind of be selfish in a way, but at the same time, it's like self-care, whatever you want to call it. And there's a certain extent to where I think it would become selfish. But, and my mom like never made me or my brother feel like, I don't know. It's just this deep, deep topic that I would love to discuss, mom.
Why? I don't know. I was the only one here, so I kind of had to take care of things. So it's not like I really.
Yeah, but I just think that, like, let's say, it's kind of crazy because now if you were to pick yourself ever, me and Jesse don't know how to handle it. And you need to pick yourself. But let's like say that we all want to do something. You would definitely do what Jesse or I wanted to do before we do what you want to do. Something simple. Like you never pick yourself over anybody. And you need to.
I don't know.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
But I
feel guilty. Like I even feel guilty if I'm going to bad acts, like even something little, like say if I'm going to, for some reason, I'm going to grab Dave Chinese. Like I cannot do it without like texting you or calling you or even Jesse. And he's farther just to make sure he's not coming that way and want some food. And I shouldn't feel like that, but you do that a lot with me too.
I did it tonight.
Yeah. You texted. I
went
said
to
no.
Lugo's. I'm like, I'm going to feel really guilty if mom's like, oh, I'm so exhausted. I don't want to make dad dinner. And he wants like a burrito. So I text because I mean, I learned to go out of my way for my family and put them first. And I think we do that with a lot of our friends too. Like we just are really, Victor's very different. And so I just have really learned like the difference in it. And I learned that that's how now when I see girls or women taking care of themselves, like even if it's like, just let's just say with like looks or health or whatever, I would say in my head, like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I could never.
Well, no, I should definitely be doing that.
And so that's why I'm starting to take care of, you know, myself now, is because I feel like it's so easy not to. It's so easy to be like, I mean, right now I still just throw on an oversized t-shirt because I just don't want to deal with my new mom body. But really I should be, you know, working on it and working on my health and stuff like that. But I don't know.
And I've never felt like that. I mean, like, you know, like I couldn't take care of myself if I wanted to. But I mean, sometimes, yeah, you have to eat on the run and eat stuff you don't want to eat and that kind of stuff. But yeah, I have a hard time not like asking you both if I'm going to do something, and or if I do want something with just you or something with just Jesse, mm-hmm. without asking, like I feel guilty to like just make sure. Like for an example, this is what happened Sunday. We had a great weekend up at the campground. We all Friday night, it was just me, Nicole. Victor had to work, mm-hmm. right? Saturday morning. So mm-hmm. it was me. Victor didn't stay Friday, right? No, it was me, Dave, Arrow, and Nicole that stayed up there Friday night after the... We all went to dinner, and then Victor went home. And then the rest of us stayed up there. And he came back in the morning for a few minutes and helped set up and then took off. And then Saturday, Nicole went home. Saturday night, Victor picked her up. And Jesse and Ashley stayed with me and Dave. So then Sunday morning when we woke up, we cleaned up and got everything, mm-hmm. you know, situated. And Nicole had texted at that time and said, we're going to go to Frank. It's a nice day today for walking around. We're going to go to Frankenmuth. Do any of you want to go? Like in the family group. And
nobody responded, by the way.
I called you. I didn't text. I called you and talked to you about
no,
it.
No, I called you.
I called you and you had a missed call and you called me back. I called you immediately.
Because I was like, nobody's texting, but Jesse was already going horseback riding. He could have said no.
Ashley and Jesse didn't see it because I said she asked you to go Frankenmuth. They were getting ready. They were walking over. They were at the shower. Jesse went to the shower and Ashley was curling her hair. Right. They had decided to go horseback riding. So I said, okay, let's just all do our own thing for Sunday fun day or whatever. Dave's like, we'll do something too, you know? And so... Them two went horseback riding and then went home or whatever they did from there. And then Nicole and Victor spent the whole day in Frankenmuth. They were gone like till late.
Like 6 hours.
And then me and Dave came home and painted the swing set. That was his idea of
Sunday fun day.
He's like, honey, we'll go out to dinner or something, but we can tackle this together. I'll do the up part. You do all the down, all the ladders and the sandbox part, and we'll stain it and get it stained and get it done while Arrow's gone for the day so that he doesn't come over and want to get on it, which literally it took us only it looks so good too. And I think it probably took us an hour and a half, and we tackled it.
Did you wear gloves? Cause you guys don't have any stains. That's good.
Yeah. He gave me gloves and we did it.
Used
right.
Rags or?
Yeah. Rags. So we got it all. It looks really good, don't it?
Yeah, it does. It looks really good.
And then, anyways, we got that done. And then after that, I just came in and I was just going to make something to eat. And he's like, no, I really do want to take you. I want to go someplace where we can go outside and eat. So I went, got in the shower and got ready, and we went to Biagio's. And then on the way, like Nicole had called and she was coming home from Frankenmuth. So that was on the way. So I let her know and she goes, oh my gosh, Victor wanted to meet there, but we already ate. I'm tired. We're going to go home.
Yeah, Victor's suggestion was, can we just go to Biagio's? You can see if your parents want to meet you out there. I'm like, it's kind of far. I was like, I'm not going to bug them. Let's just eat at the basement and then we'll head home. Yeah, so Victor had the exact same idea, which is weird.
And then I was talking to Jesse, and he said he was just getting ready to cook on the grill. I said, we're going to Biagio's. He said, when? And I said, well, if you want to go, you have to leave your house in like 5 minutes. We're already on our way that way, and we can pick you up, which we had to wait like 15. But he's like, yeah, we're going to go. So actually, Jesse and Ashley rode with us, and we went out to dinner. But like, I would feel so guilty. Like, Nicole's going to be mad because she wasn't there and I took. So that's when you're talking about the guilt stuff. I don't do enough for myself now I'm at the age I should be able to do more for myself and like go, me and Dad should go spend the night somewhere or do something just together.
Yeah, for sure.
But he's so used to me asking both of you guys, you know, that he doesn't even say anything.
And
know?
I just ask you guys no matter what, because I know that my time will be elevated with more fun if my family's around, I guess. So for me, it's just like always an open invitation to coming with us. We had a really fun Frankenmuth day, and but I just know that it would have been super fun too if my family would have come. So it's always an open invitation. I don't but yeah, no, I think as far as
but
you...
it's nice though. I like when you guys do stuff like that, you know what I mean? And I like what I really like to try to push, and it's hard because they don't do it, as Nicole and Jesse and Nicole and Victor and Jesse and Ashley to go do things together. That's like a hard push. Well, she's gone a lot, but sometimes I like them for, you know, you guys just go connect and have a good time and, you know, go out to eat or do something just with you guys. And they don't do it enough, but I try to push it a little bit. Yeah. And I just told her that this weekend too. I'm like, you guys just go to Frankenmuth, but they were already had the horse back. Cause she goes, are you going? And I said, no, you guys should go though. You know, because she sounded interested, but they had already had.
It was really fun. It was a lot of walking, though. I really wanted to get my steps in. I'm like obsessed with getting my steps in because I feel like I can't control my eating. I'm just so bad with my eating that I was like, okay, if I get my steps in, then at least I feel a little bit better. And when I did get my steps in yesterday, I fell. I literally fell wearing Arrow on my back.
Yeah, she came over with a bloody knee. Yeah.
My mom's road. I was so scared. I was like, right when I fell, I was like, Arrow, are you okay? He's like, I'm okay. He didn't even touch the ground, thankfully, but somehow I stepped wrong on like a rock or something, and my ankle, it's very bruised now, but it just twisted and I just went down before I even knew I was going down. So today I used the stroller because that like scared me a little bit, but it's my own clumsiness self.
And I would rather her use the stroller because I feel like even though Arrow's not super heavy, that whole contraption on her back is pretty heavy. And I don't know. I don't think that would be good for your back.
I take the dogs when I do the stroller, so it's a lot of work. You know, every other day I'm going to do.
Well, why don't you, instead of taking him on your back, since Arrow don't really like the walks that much, mm-hmm. why don't you just bring him here? And then when you get to here, then you can take him up to the park for a little walk instead of making him walk all the dirt roads.
No, he does really like it, unless he's trying to fall asleep and I can't hang on to his hand. No, it's peaceful. It's a good time spent with me and Arrow. I like it. I don't want to just drop him off and go for it. See, I'd feel guilty. I don't want to just drop. I show him the birds.
Well, today you called me and you said he was crying because he was in the stroller.
That was after like 2 miles, though. Yes, he was. But I gave him Miss Rachel and then he was fine.
Okay.
I try not to use technology on our walks, but I had to for the first time today because I couldn't hang on to one thing that my mom taught him, which is cute, but he likes to hang on to people's hands when he's falling asleep when he's in his car seat. And so he wasn't in his car seat, but this is like similar. So when he was on my back the day before in like the carrier, he says hands. And so I literally walked like a mile and a half, just hanging onto his hands up by my neck. And so, I mean, it wasn't comfy, but then he fell asleep. And so today he pushed his hands back on the stroller and said hands. So I held on to one, but I was pushing the stroller with the other. And then he's like other hand. And I hung on to both of them. And then I was pushing with like my elbows and I was like, I cannot do this.
Oh my God, that would be.
I was like, this is killing my back. So then I had to let go and then he started crying. So as long as like he hangs on to hands, he's fine.
But, he only did it to me for forever. I taught him that mm-hmm. like because I was always sitting in the back. I sit in the back seat with him the most, like mm-hmm. when we're going places or whatever. So I'm always there and like. Sometimes I can tell when he's like getting tired in the car, he'll like shake his head at me, like not to, you know, nobody talk or like he wants to go to sleep. So I kind of taught him hand so that I know when he's going to sleep, ask to hang onto my hand and then everybody will be like kind of quiet and let him go to sleep. So that's just what he does now. Anytime he's like tired when we're like playing or whatever, he just says hand me a hand and then I hang onto his hand. So that way I know, you know, but now it got to, I see Nicole said he did it to Victor last week and now he's doing it.
I was like, he wants you to hang on to his hand. Mom is the best backseat rider with him because I mean, Mia is like his second mom. Sometimes he goes, Mama Mia. Cause that's exactly like what she is. She's just like another mom to him. But he's the sassiest to her, like argues with her the most, like in a funny way, but he finds so much comfort in her. And so when I'm in the back seat, he cries and screams because he wants to breastfeed and he wants to get out. But he's, when my mom's back there, he's much more comforted and knows like she's not going to breastfeed him. So it's just like, it sucks for you sometimes, Mom, that you have, I mean, it sucks probably bad that you have to sit in the back a lot more than everyone else, and I feel bad about that.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
He's always like, he does boss me around. I think he likes to say Mia because he, Nicole said when they were in Frankenmuth, he was saying Mia and saying.
One time he said Mia on accident and he just said it super like, no, Mia.
Yeah, he always says that to me. He's like, he'll be like, if I'm saying something, he'll be like, Mia. Like he does not want, it's kind of like he. If I'm talking, he's used to me talking to him first. So if I'm talking to somebody else and like in the middle of a conversation, I haven't responded to a question he asked me. He's like, Mia, Mia. So then he gets his little, he likes to say my name. And then he'll start laughing at himself because he knows he's saying it with like a little attitude.
You tease him a lot.
I tease him a lot.
So it's kind of like you'll do something silly like. I don't know. And he'll be like, no, Mia. Like, he just knows that you're always up to... He already knows your little smirk. You know how Mariah said she knows your smirk when you're going to say something stupid or funny? I think he already knows and he just wants to, like, be playful back. Like, no, Mia. No, yeah. It's
totally he does, yes. He plays... He does know. And he... We do play a lot of stuff. Like, right now... We watched Little Mermaid together, like the real Little Mermaid, and he does not like Ursula. So if he's like, which I shouldn't do, but if he's like not ready to take a nap or whatever, I'm said, well, we better go in and take a nap because I don't know if Ursula is going to be coming. He's like, okay, Mia. He does not like, he said, I don't like Ursula.
Like, the way he says Ursula is so cute. Ursula, or I can't even do it. But so when she means the real one or whatever, it's the one that just came out like the.
Not a cartoon one.
Not a cartoon. Yeah. So like with real people.
He really liked it.
He does.
Except for he doesn't like Ursula.
He loves mermaids now. No, he doesn't. Because sometimes he'll just be like, I'll say we're going to go do something. And he's like, is Ursula going to be there? I was like, no. But I did read you're not supposed to scare your child into doing what you want, mother.
Yeah, but he isn't really scared. He just says, okay. Another thing, like, or if it's raining out, he'll say, like, he's scared of thunder. So he'll say, it's raining now. And he'll, like, rain it. And he's like... Is it gonna thunder? I said, I don't know. We better go to sleep. He's like, okay. He's like, he goes to sleep really easy for me. He doesn't ever cry. I just have to, you know, I just talk to him or whatever. And he has to, like, the same with the hanging on to the hand thing. I let him pick something to hold on to. Like the other day at my house, it was a little police car. So he has he knows that if he wakes up, it's already fell out of his hand. He'll say to me, the first thing he opens his eyes and say, where are my police car, Mia? Like he knows exactly.
Yeah, what does he know exactly?
He knows exactly what he had in his hand when he fell asleep.
Yeah,
it's something different. I give him choices all the time. I just say nothing big or heavy because if he takes something heavy, a lot of times he'll put it up and down and like he's clunked me in the head before. Mm-hmm. So I like always pick something lighter and little that he can just keep in his hand. But
because otherwise if I'm sleeping with him, he has my freaking other boob in his hand. Yeah, need to stop. I hate that. Like it literally irks me so much.
Yeah, he was really good about, he's just fun. He's a very, very funny kid. He's counting every day for me now. And he's very, very, very funny.
And sweet.
He just comes
and
in.
And sour. His little head tilt is what kills me the most. Mia? Like his little head tilt, like a little dog. Like he knows when to turn on
yes,
the charm.
Yes, and he's like, Mia, can we have a snack, please? Mia, can we have... loves corn on the cob. So every time he comes over here, he asks me if I have corn for him, which I always boil it and have some boiled in the fridge if I have it, because it's usually like a staple of what he wants to get in his high chair and have some corn. So we try to do that. What I was going to talk about... Oh, as far as Big Brother, I have not been keeping up on it. I did try to watch Thursday's show. I mainly watched it. I mean, I did look down a few times, but it was really that the
competition
was, too much for me to follow. It was just a little bit too, I don't know. What is everybody else thinking? I'm not getting into it.
You can just say that. It's not.
No, I'm just not getting into it. It's like... I'm having a hard time like it drawing me into it. But then I watched the Challenge USA right after that and I loved it. Like I'm so into that.
So you think it's maybe because like my last time on Big Brother or something?
No, I think I love challenge, like even with Survivor, my favorite part is like the challenges and the competitions, and like the Challenge USA is more about the competitions than anything else, and the challenges, that's mostly what's focused on. Mm-hmm. Which it did have that challenge, whatever that one on there, but it was such a, I don't know, it was like running and hiding from, I don't even know, monsters. I wasn't even like paying enough attention. It was kind of just weird. I like real competitions where you can see like their skill as far as like either mm-hmm. answering questions or like or reading or like trying to stand on the wall, like that kind of stuff. And yeah. I don't think it shows enough of that kind of stuff. I don't know. I'm not attached at all yet. I'm still going to keep giving it a chance, and I'm going to, you know, hopefully get yeah. more and more attached, but I'm not attached to anybody on the show at all yet. And I'm not loving it by any means, but I'm still working on it. And sometimes this does happen. Sometimes it takes me a mm-hmm. good four people evicted before I actually, yeah. you know, jump into it. So I'm just wondering what everybody else is thinking, and also what they're thinking of the Challenge USA and if they're liking it.
Yeah, cool.
And then
Victor and I did go to a Big Brother like event last week, and we popped in for like, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes. And
you met
Taylor. I met Taylor, which was really cool.
Aza, right?
And Aza. Taylor reached out to me, I don't know, a month and a half ago, and asked, she said, we want all the Big Brother winners there. And so then I just,
from Michigan.
And so then there's four of us. And so I just marked it off on my calendar. I'm like, Vic, we got to go. As time got closer, actually the day before, I learned that two out of the four, couldn't go, but I was like, we're going to still go. So we just went, popped in. We didn't say we were going to go because, you know, if something came up, I would rather not be put on the flyer and then, you know, make people think that like we just backed out last minute. So it worked out really well. And it was awesome. Like Taylor and Aza were really cool and awesome. I'm happy we went. I actually have a picture of Taylor and I on the camera. I just have to download it, and I need to post that on my stories because it's cool. Her and I are Nicole the two female Michigan winners.
And Nicole said, yeah, she's like, I don't know how anybody could not like her. She's nice, and she's such a people person, Nicole said.
I was like, if you met her, you would, like, her doing, like, appearances and stuff is, like, amazing because she's a great communicator, and she, I think, can, like, strike up a conversation with everyone and anyone and
make you feel comfortable. You said
so pretty, like, I mean, yeah, just like naturally, like her skin is just like
flawless.
Yeah, and I just like, I'm such a like, I envy that so much because I feel like I work so hard with my whatever big pores and stuff, but I just couldn't stop staring, and I told her that. I was like, my God, you're so pretty. And I was like, I was just like feeding her compliments. She's probably like, this girl has a crush on me.
You didn't tell me any of that stuff.
I was like,
I didn't know.
Oh my God, you are just like so beautiful. And then she's like, oh my God, thank you so much. I forgot my makeup. So thanks for saying that. And I was like, oh my God, really? Like, and then I was like, you are just like the best communicator and talker. I was like, why would they ever take you to final two? Like, you are just like so good at, she goes, oh girl, I know. Like, it was, we had a really good conversation. And she was amazing. And I think that big things will be happening for her for sure. Very big, like people person. And yeah, she's definitely, I think also, I don't know for sure, I think that she might be an extrovert because the way she is with people, if not, she is a very talented introvert, but like, I kind of want to run and hide. And she is just like, so good. I don't know. She had the lineup going, and she's just, I don't know. I could have just stayed and watched her, you know, like what I would have loved, I think, being in the house with her for sure. Cause she reminds me of my cousin a little bit that I love being around. So, yeah, it was cool. It was brief, but hopefully, you know, it happens again with all the winners or something.
Yeah, I'm glad you had a good time, and I'm glad you ended up going. And I don't think we talked about it all. Did we talk? I can't remember. Did we talk about that we went to that concert together?
No. That's a good topic.
Have we not? We haven't, right?
We haven't.
Because last
That's week, a big one.
Yes.
Yeah, so, okay, so for my brother's birthday, I got us Kane Brown. I'm such an idiot. I got us Kane Brown tickets, and I got six Kane Brown tickets for all the adults in my family. And so, okay, so back in the day, when you used to do, like, I used to do, what's it called? Hill?
Ticketmaster?
No, hill seating or
hills?
General admission. Like, you're just sitting on the hill on the grass. Well, I was thinking about this the other day, and so I'm just thinking, like, yeah, let's just do, like, hill seats. Like, it's totally fine. We'll just put a blanket on the hilltop, on the grass, and we'll just, you know, sit and have a good time, have a couple drinks, everyone will, whatever. And so as it starts getting closer, my mom and my brother are kind of, like, panicking, and they're just like, wait, so we're just going to be sitting on a hill? Like, can we bring chairs?
And, yeah, and then we didn't know till like 2 days before we cannot bring chairs.
And I was like, no, there cannot be chairs. But I'm thinking, so when Mariah and I used to go back in the day, there wouldn't be anyone around us in, like, I'd say a 5 foot parameter. Like, it was just open seating, whatever. Anyways, this concert was, there was not a place to stand on the hill, let alone sit.
And Jesse said he can't sit.
No.
And Victor said he can't sit. Dave's back was hurting him.
Yeah.
And I could sit, but I'm not going to see anything. I can't sit and jump up. Like, okay, there's a good song on Jump Up or whatever.
And wait, one more thing before you get into the other part is that I did this really, me and mom were laying in bed. Oh, I think I told them that. I feel like I remember telling him that we were laying in bed. Yeah. And I spontaneously ordered these tickets. Yeah. Like, I didn't even think about it. And then I hurried up and tried to, like, cancel them. And I couldn't because I saw that general admission was $51 and I paid like $250 or something a ticket. It was ridiculous. So I got scammed so bad. So I'm thinking, like, I got us these really good ticket seats or whatever. Mom pulls up and everyone pulls up and everyone's like, we're not about to go sit on that hill because there's nowhere to sit because we went to eat before and there was nowhere to sit. So anyways, Mom ended up getting a good spot.
Yeah, they talked me into, like, the day before, they're like, take your scooter just because if you just take the scooter.
Yeah, it's a lot of walking.
Because it's a lot of walking. We don't know how far we're going to go. And I'm like, well, I'm not taking that scooter and going up no hill or whatever. I said, and Jesse had said, Mom, take it because if you don't want to sit on it on the hill, I'll sit on it. He said, I have a really hard time, like, just my legs, the way that they, like, I can't, I'm not comfortable on the ground. He said, like, at all. And then Victor had said the same thing. So they're like, if you guys are, if we're far from the bathroom, we can, like, at least ride it to the bathroom.
We were thinking about going to the casino and that's like a walking distance, but it's far. I'd say it's like,
so they're like, so just bring it. So thank goodness I did. Like, I literally, like, and I called and I said, is there a place that you can, like, sit in there that's flat? And they told me, yes, there is this one place. And then there's seats that the other people can sit in. But then when we got there, they said you had to have a certain ticket to sit there. So then Victor said, well, how is she supposed to take this up there? Anyways, Victor talked him into, like, letting all six of us go in there, which there was a ton of room in there. And it was right next to all the floor seating, right?
It was great.
Right behind it. So much room around you. Nobody was even close to you. Like, like, if you took pictures, it would look, we were in front of a fence right in front of the hill, like right on the, by the stage and then the seats and then us. And it was actually perfect seating, wasn't
it?
We had such a good time, but, and we left right before the end of it so that we could beat the traffic. What was I going to say? I got to tell him Jesse's funny McDonald's story. You think he'll get mad at me?
We didn't tell them this yet, right? Why am I having deja vu? I think I just told the McDonald's story to other people.
But anyways, I don't think we did. If we did, I'm so sorry. But I think last week, it's only been a couple weeks.
Big Brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, but what was I going to say about the...
You said,
so we left...
We left early...
Oh, but none of us wanted to. That's how great of a time we were having. It was like all three of the artists put on great shows. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. It was an amazing concert. All of us were so relaxed and we were all super looking forward. We went to Red Lobster first because that's where Jesse wanted to eat. And then did we didn't tell anybody or did we talk about that already?
I know. I'm like,
I hope
think
not.
We might have talked about
and
that.
Then we went to we didn't get to gamble. I really, really wanted to gamble. But by the time, you know, everybody had to work the next day. By the time we left out of there, there was just no way. And everybody had a couple beers or whatever. Well, not Nicole. She was the driver. She doesn't drink anyways. But, and I only had one. And I think Ashley only had one.
Mm-hmm.
And so the boys each had a few drinks. So me and Nicole said, we're in the front on the way.
Oh, those guys were annoying.
Yes, because they were like, blah, 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 blah. So excited. So we're like, you guys get in the back. So it was just me and Nicole in the front. And Ashley had to drive back to school on her own because she came from school. So she wasn't with us. So it was the three boys. And Jesse's like, you got to go to McDonald's. And Dave, not wanting to go out of the way, is like, we'll go in Bay City. And Jesse's like, no, I'm hungry right now. So we're like laughing because Nicole listened to Jesse. He goes, it's just 2 miles. I already looked it up on my phone. If you go back into town or whatever. And Nicole's like, I'm not going to make him wait till Bay City because then I'm going to have to listen to him talk about it all the way to Bay City. We're just going to go get McDonald's now. And so we pull in there and Jesse said, nobody order. I'm ordering for everybody.
He said it like 10 times. No one order. Roll down the window. I'm ordering for everyone. I got this. And mom goes, for 6 people? Yes, I got this. Don't interrupt me. I got this. So we roll down the window and next thing I hear is, I'll take 10 McDoubles, 10 McChickens, and 100 nuggets.
And she goes, what? And I said, no, no, no. And I said, roll up that back window. I said, he's not ordering. I said, he is. We do not need that stuff. Hang on, and let's reorder. I said specifically, I said, what are you going to eat to him? And then, you know, so then we still ordered because he's like going crazy, like we're not going to have enough food. And nobody was really like super hungry at all except for him, and he said okay. So Nicole ordered 5 McNuggets or 5 of each
and then 40 nuggets.
Yeah, so 10 sandwiches all together and 40 nuggets and 2 large fries and then a shake for Victor because Victor also wanted a shake. So anyways,
Victor can put down like 5 burgers.
So Jesse's like, that's not gonna be enough. So anyways, we're laughing, and I don't think you ate anything, did you? A couple nuggets, or a couple fries.
Yeah,
I ate 1 double cheeseburger. I don't think Dave ate anything in the car. Jesse ate like 4 things, and I think Victor ate the ice cream, and Jesse ate fries. Well, anyways, we still had a whole bag of McDonald's when we got back.
Oh, my gosh,
back.
Yeah. And then they were all snoozing within like 15 minutes.
Yeah, they ate, and then...
It was really hard for me to stay awake. Mom stayed awake with me the whole time. That was awesome because, I mean, I would have been fine if she closed her eyes, but... I was so sleepy.
But it was the funniest McDonald's story ever, because if you would have just seen him, he was in the very farthest in the back, and he's hollered. She's like, what do you want? And I'm thinking, oh my God, we would have been waiting there for her to try to cook 100 nuggets.
He was so, like when we said no, he was so upset. Like we were literally taking away, like, it was ridiculous. And now I think he still like laughs about it. I don't know if he thinks he's crazy or not, but...
I think so, because...
What are we going to each eat 20 nuggets each? Like, it would be about, what, 15 nuggets each?
And then he thinks everybody's going to eat 2 sandwiches, 20 nuggets, and some fries? I don't know what he thought people were going to eat, but we were, like, literally laughing.
He's like, no, Mom, now I'm not going to have enough food, because he's thinking that none of us have eaten for 5 days.
Then the next day, I called him. I said, you going to come over here and eat some of this McDonald's that's sitting here that you wanted last night? He's like, no, okay, and I started laughing.
We all got all-you-can-eat shrimp.
From Red Lobster.
And so we were so full. I was full. I could puke. You know what I mean? How can he can, my brother, and I don't know where he puts it, and Ashley says that all the time. He eats and drinks like he's like an elephant or something. You know what I mean?
He can put it away and you don't even know where it goes. Like he's just, it's his drinking though. He could drink like 5 pops in an hour.
Yeah, like that's how he is with the, like growing up. I'm thirsty, Mom. What you got to drink? Every single day growing up. And he would just down apple juice, water, Powerade, anything. He'd start drinking pickle juices out of the jars. Anything that he could get his hands on, and just down so much liquid that I was always concerned he was diabetic or something.
But it was funny because he did not eat near as much as he said he was. There was still a ton left, but still laughing.
Yeah, still,
I don't know.
Like, I think there was still like, what, 35 out of the 40 nuggets left?
Yeah, and still like 4 or 5 of the burgers. Yeah. And we wasted, threw away a bunch of them fries. And it was kind of funny, actually. I mean, just if it was just, we thought he was going to order normal. We did not know he was going to try to order.
I thought he knew a secret good something that I never heard of. You know, 10 McDoubles, 10 McChickens, like just basic, and then 100 nuggets.
I was like, oh.
What in the actual?
And she goes, what? Because she could barely hear him because he was in the back. And we just rolled up this window. I said, Nicole, do not order that stuff. Like,
because he's like, come on, open the door. Let me order. Oh,
it was so funny. His couple beers were talking and he wanted to. He's like, he's shoving his credit card up at us. He's like, I got it.
I'm thinking, yes, you do. I want to pay for it because I was like, I already ran out of the way for this. And now At least we cut his tab in half.
Yeah, we did. And I even used my McDonald's app, and it was, you got two free fries any size with nuggets. And they were laughing at me when I'm trying to pull up the number because we didn't tell it to her at the thing. I'm like, well, let me see at the window if she can still use it. And she did. And I saved them from the two large fries. That was probably like $6. They're probably like $3 each. So I did save them a little bit of money and got them as fries free. Anyways, yes. Well,
yeah. Okay, cool. So I think we will catch you guys next week. Thank you so much for being here, and we appreciate you.
Bye-bye.